Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. Today's podcast is focusing on making sure that your client, lessor, or landlord is not shocked, inverted commas, when a tenant takes action, when, for example, a breach or an application to tribunal. Now, some of my references during this podcast will be Queensland related. We know in general that all clients, landlords, have a legislative statute obligation, for example, to maintain their property. Now, depending on your jurisdiction, obviously, and as I've referenced, some of this will be Queensland based. So, particularly in Queensland, tenants can take action if a landlord hasn't maintained his property within a reasonable time frame of request, of the tenant putting in a request. They could breach, they could seek assistance from the government regulators, the RTA for dispute resolution. So they can take action, obviously, to enforce their rights. My point of this podcast is when you talk about proactive property management, not reactive, proactive, there's a massive difference. So proactive property management, if a tenant ever takes action to utilise their rights, your landlord should not be shocked when they're advised. So, if we advise the landlord that the tenant's breached or made QCAT application to tribunal, or they take another action, it should be a case. Forgive me, it's inverted commas. We've told you so, as opposed to the landlord being shocked, because part of proactive property management is making sure your landlord knows what their legal obligations are. And what could happen if they don't honour their legal obligations, what rights the tenant has, and what action the tenant may take. So, when the tenant takes that action, the landlord knows that it possibly could have happened. So, it's proactive, it's preparing them for what might happen. So, a bit of food for thought. If you're a Property Management Excellence PME System Member Office, Chapter 13 is brilliant. It's all about maintenance, and it's got scripts and tips to use for landlords to prepare them or educate them first, and then prepare them if they're not doing the right thing when it comes to everyday maintenance. I'm talking about not urgent emergency. That's a different story. So, when a tenant does utilise their rights, the landlord was prepared as part of our proactive communication, transparency, and doing all we can to protect our landlord and obviously duty of care to tenants. So I hope these quick thoughts gave you some assistance in moving forward to work on proactive property management and prepare your landlord, who may not be doing the right thing, as to what may happen in relation to tenants' rights. On a final point, just remember landlords who continually or may not do the right thing, does reflect poorly on our agencies and the short, medium, long-term cost to reputation of the business. That's another thought for later. Thanks again for joining me. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Bye for now.